Chapter 6. And he went forth thence, and came to his own country, and his disciples do follow him. And Sabbath having come, he began in the synagogue to teach, and many hearing were astonished, saying, Whence hath this one these things? And what the wisdom that was given to him, that also such mighty works through his hands are done? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were being stumbled at him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his kindred, and in his own house. And he was not able there any mighty work to do, except on a few infirm people having put hands he did heal them. And he wondered, because of their unbelief. And he was going round the villages, in a circle, teaching. And he doth call near the 12, and he began to send them forth 2 by 2, and he was giving them power over the unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they may take nothing for the way, except a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no brass in the girdle. But having been shod with sandals, and ye may not put on 2 coats. And he said to them, Whenever ye may enter into a house, there remain till ye may depart thence. And as many as may not receive you, nor hear you, going out thence, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony to them. Verily I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom, or Gomorrah in a day of judgment than for that city. And having gone forth they were preaching that men might reform. And many demons they were casting out, and they were anointing with oil many infirm, and they were healing them. And the king Herod heard, for his name became public, and he said, John the Baptist out of the dead was raised, and because of this the mighty powers are working in him. Others said, It is Elijah, and others said, It is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. And Herod having heard, said, He whom I did behead, John, this is he was raised out of the dead. For Herod himself, having sent forth, did lay hold on John, and bound him in the prison, because of Herodias the wife of Philip his brother, because he married her. For John said to Herod, It is not lawful to me to have the wife of my brother. And Herodias was having a quarrel with him, and was willing to kill him, and was not able. For Herod was fearing John, knowing him a man righteous and holy, and was keeping watch over him, and having heard him, was doing many things, and hearing him gladly. And a seasonable day having come, when Herod on his birthday was making a supper to his great men, and to the chiefs of thousands, and to the first men of Galilee. And the daughter of that Herodias having come in, and having danced, and having pleased Herod, and those reclining, at meat, with him, the king said to the damsel, Ask of me, whatever thou wilt, and I will give to thee. And he sware to her, Whatever thou mayest ask me, I will give to thee, unto the half of my kingdom. And she, having gone forth, said to her mother, What shall I ask for myself? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And having come in immediately with haste unto the king, she asked, saying, I will that thou mayest give me presently, upon a plate, the head of John the Baptist. And the king, made very sorrowful, because of the oaths, and of those reclining, at meat, with him, would not put her away. And immediately the king having sent a guardsman, did command his head to be brought, and he having gone, beheaded him in the prison. And brought his head upon a plate, and did give it to the damsel, and the damsel did give it to her mother. And having heard, his disciples came, and took up his corpse, and laid it in the tomb. And the apostles are gathered together unto Jesus, and they told him all, and how many things they did, and how many things they taught. And he said to them, Come ye yourselves apart to a desert place, and rest a little, for those coming, and those going were many, and not even to eat had they opportunity. And they went away to a desert place, in the boat, by themselves. And the multitudes saw them going away, and many recognized him, and by land from all the cities they ran thither, and went before them, and came together to him. And having come forth, Jesus saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion on them, that they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach many things. And now the hour being advanced, his disciples having come near to him, say, The place is desolate, and the hour is now advanced. Let them away, that, having gone away to the surrounding fields and villages, they may buy to themselves loaves, for what they may eat they have not. And he answering said to them, Give ye them to eat, and they say to him, Having gone away, may we buy 200 denaries worth of loaves, and give to them to eat? And he saith to them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And having known, they say, 5, and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all recline in companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in squares, by hundreds, and by fifties. And having taken the 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes, having looked up to the heaven, he blessed, and brake the loaves, and was giving to his disciples, that they may set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he to all. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of broken pieces 12 hand baskets full, and of the fishes. And those eating of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And immediately he constrained his disciples to go into the boat, and to go before to the other side, unto Bethsaida, till he may let the multitude away. And having taken leave of them, he went away to the mountain to pray. And evening having come, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and he alone upon the land. And he saw them harassed in the rowing, for the wind was against them, and about the 4th watch of the night he doth come to them walking on the sea, and wished to pass by them. And they having seen him walking on the sea, thought it to be an apparition, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled, and immediately he spake with them, and saith to them, Take courage, I am he, be not afraid. And he went up unto them to the boat, and the wind lulled, and greatly out of measure were they amazed in themselves, and were wondering. For they understood not concerning the loaves, for their heart hath been hard. And having passed over, they came upon the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And they having come forth out of the boat, immediately having recognized him. Having run about through all that region round about, they began upon the couches to carry about those ill, where they were hearing that he is. And wherever he was going, to villages, or cities, or fields, in the marketplaces they were laying the infirm, and were calling upon him, that they may touch, if it were, but the fringe of his garment, and as many as were touching him were saved.